Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian. America, we meet again. The infamous and the rogue and the legendary Von Wehhunt Show. Episode 88. Another epic episode. And tonight, the theme is the Canada Truck Convoy. The star date, February 3rd, 2022. Can you believe it's already February in the new year? My God, it's going by very, very fast. Well, it's the Barbarian and Von Wehhunt all wrapped into one. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, the Force is strong with this one. Oh, yes. We welcome you to our Fireside Chat America, where we will talk about the cutting-edge news of the day and where history always comes alive. Now, just know this, we will go the distance. Every Thursday night at 8 p.m., it's the infamous Von Wehhunt Show. We will take calls after the monologue. Now, this is always on Blog Talk Radio, so you can find the show on Spotify, Podomatic, and elsewhere. Check your internet listings. We will not be deterred or distracted by fake news. We are from the towns, the cities, and the gridirons of America. We will not relent or fail. We are always underestimated, and that is our hidden strength. It's Rocky Balboa all the way tonight. The Rocky Balboa theme throughout the show. Real America has been badly beaten up by the militant Democrats or demon rats and our terrible militant press corps. But we will come back stronger than ever. You will see this. We will make believers out of all of you. This is not yet the final bell for America. We will talk about it on my show, where Rocky Balboa dreams come alive. Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Now, just remember that your feelings won't matter if you are dead or arrested or incarcerated. You want to hold your government accountable, yes, and always remember they work for us. Knowledge is power. Truth is sovereign, and beauty is divine. Now, they say that war is imminent right now. Well, St. Michael the Archangel is the patron saint of the Von Wehent Show. It always has been. And when he strikes, there is no turning back the fortunes of war, as they will always be in his favor as a supreme soldier of God. It is awesome in ancient supreme power. St. Michael is my favorite, with his jack boot on Satan's neck, where his sword is always drawn. This is a spiritual battle. St. Michael's sword is sharp and always ready to strike down the demonic ones who plot against us. And now a prayer for our nation and the American and Canadian truckers and all those who help and assist them. There are many nefarious forces that are plotting against them that may attack them. Many crazy internet threats about that. There was one internet mention up there in Ottawa that the police are storing arms and ammunition and bombs in local hotels right by the truckers. Who knows what the deep state will do in Canada or America? Because the American truckers are going to Washington, D.C. soon. Who knows what the rogue federales have in store for them? We know they will try to do something, some kind of a false flag, and then blame it on the truckers, who all I've seen are very peaceful. For our prayer tonight for the nation and for the patriots is this. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Now, Australia, down under, is now a biomedical police state. They also have a trucker convoy. We wish them much success. We wish them well. We have many listeners in Australia. They need to be very vigilant, though, against their communistic government. And VP Pence has again been in the news this week. Now, some can say, objectively, you sit back in your easy chair and reflect on the past year. The VP Pence, they say, knowingly counted electoral votes that were derived from Democrat criminal activity, rigging elections to install a Chinese puppet president, which is Biden. That in and of itself is treason to some, as defined in the U.S. Constitution. Now, I'm fair and objective on my show. Trump and Pence can both contact the Von Wehent Show or call in. We will take their call. Pence and Trump both have a lot of explaining to do to the American people. For good and bad reasons, it is what it is. But Pence has been largely quiet, and I think he should speak up. At least tell the world what he did and what he knew. And I think that's a good thing for our constitutional republic, since we are not a pure democracy, as the Democrats would have you believe. Well, there's been a lot of scuttlebutt also in the news this past week about the deep state, the establishment, things of that nature. I would tell the establishment anywhere, whether it's America or Canada, that your first mistake was even remotely thinking that we would run from a fight. Because all real and true Americans love to fight. I was a scrapper in school myself. I never started a fight, but when attacked, I damn well finished it my way, which was ruthless. And like Patton said, real Americans love the sting of battle and the cavalry charge. And the second big mistake of the establishment was thinking that you had us outnumbered, which you don't. While all that's going on, the ATF this week had a bit of news. ATF admits the secret databases of nearly 1 billion gun owners, or gun records, I'm sorry, in America with millions of gun owners. In reality, it's a registry the ATF has developed, which in time, critics argue, will guarantee that large-scale gun confiscation will happen. At some point, some political point in time. This scenario, we war gained before on my show many, many times, and that's why under no circumstances should you ever, ever give up your guns. They're your God-given rights. They're also granted to you by the founders, the founding fathers of the country. They would turn over in their graves and spit at your feet if they knew you gave up this critical freedom after they valiantly fought a major war against the biggest superpower of the day. Now, the ATF is forbidden explicitly from keeping a searchable database by federal law. But today, gun owners of America announced that the ATF has nearly 1 billion records of firearm purchases, with over 850 million of those records already in a digital format. These records contain all sorts of personal information on gun owners in addition to the gun they have purchased. Important personal information, including their names, addresses, place of birth, sometimes even their social number, can all be found in these records. So put down your pipe and smoke it to the doubting Thomases out there, to Mr. or Mrs. America who never believed that our government would ever do such a thing or carry these databases. They have more information on you now than ever, ever before. Just know that to be true. Now, tonight we'll have some people that I've invited to come on. We'll see if they can make it tonight. Now, don't forget, next week, February the 10th, if everything goes right, we'll have our famous author guest, Stephen Yulbany, with us to talk about the murder of the royal princess Lady Di. Lady Di. Is that a play on words or what? Well, we're going to talk about it in his book, Who Murdered Lady Di, part of his series, the Who Murdered series. We We've already had him on for Who Murdered Elvis and Who Murdered FDR. And then we'll have Who Murdered Lady Di. It's going to be a very interesting show. I can't wait to hear the royal intrigue. Now, many of you also called on, don't ever forget, the first Tuesday of the month. I will normally prompt you on the prior Thursday, but on Tuesday was our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. And that's a show where if you ever have trouble getting onto this show, you can always normally get into that show because this show is far more popular. That show is gaining incredible steam. And so always the first Tuesday of the month. We've already had episode 10. Next month is episode 11. Always new information about male and female so-called relationships in America. A lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of good times, a lot of good promos, a lot of humor, a lot of laughs. You will love it. Well, on my Gab page, I actually posted an alien interview that was a film that came to the studio here in Valhalla Studios in Arizona about Area 51 in Nevada. Now, this is an alien-type interview with an alien that you can clearly see, black and white, 1964. Now, I've seen it. So, to me, it's either a really great fake or the real deal. But as I always say, you decide, America. You be the judge. This was allegedly found or discovered in the data of a U.S. Air Force Project Blue Book file. Now, for those of you who don't know, Project Blue Book was a secret Air Force mission to study the UFO phenomena over several years. Now, many have debunked this video already, but it is very interesting, nevertheless, to our timeline of today regarding the prospect, threat of nuclear war that we hear in the media daily. Look at Putin's forces on Ukraine. China threatens nuclear war. So does North Korea. So does the European continent. So it's very interesting how this alien interview about nuclear war surfaced. I mean, you can almost see the white guy talking to this alien like a scene from Mad Men. He's smoking his Lucky Strikes, drinking a cocktail, talking to an alien from outer space. So go to GAB, Gab, look at my timeline. You can find that alien-type interview. Very interesting. Now, the Jacksonville, Florida Golden Corral had a 40-person brawl over a reported steak shortage. This occurred in the restaurant. Now, we have 40 people that brawled. Unbelievable for lack of food. Now you know why people are armed. Because if the food supply chain breaks down or if there is a national emergency, this video will show you how fast people resort to violence and chaos in the streets of America, where only the strong will survive. We always talk about it. It's the thin veneer of civilization, which is easily smashed. When the normalcy bias is crushed, people walk into a grocery store, and when they see no food on the shelves under Biden, when they go to a Golden Corral or some restaurant, there's lack of steak or some food items are no longer available. They go gas up after the restaurant and gas is $5 a gallon. They're down to their last $100. People will go nuts. And when they get hungry, as I've always told you, desperate people do desperate things. Now, talking about that, we had a carjacking today in North Phoenix. Some guy pulled out a knife and grabbed a woman's car. It's already started. The quickening, the criminal element. Now, things are relatively good now. But fast forward, God forbid, if people were to lose some things or not be able to get things or get product or buy food, get their hands on what they need, they'll get very desperate, very frustrated, very angry, very fast. Now, people should know why we have guns. Because we know that we're marching towards that thin veneer, I call it, a civilization. And when they smash it, all hell will break loose. We hope that day never comes on my show. We do not pray for that day. We do not wish for random people to attack us or shoot at us in the streets. That wouldn't be good for anybody. Because we, on the right wing, shoot back. But just know these things can happen. We're seeing little symptoms of it all over the country. I am prepared, and I'm getting even more prepared, and you should too. Well, a judge ruled this week that the Oath Keepers leader of January 6, 2021, be transferred to the Washington, D.C. jail. I think anyone who was there now will come out of that terrible jail and situation where they were incarcerated for 1 to 4 years under Biden. They'll come out extremely angry. They've been harassed in jail, beaten up in some cases, I've heard. Solitary confinement, terrible food, malnourished, no medical care for the most part. The government of D.C. is just creating more freedom fighters down the road. Now, this is ridiculous. But they want to make these people's lives as bad as possible. So, as I told you before, they want to destroy you. They want to impoverish you. They want to demoralize you. That's what they want. It's to keep you down. Now, one person wrote the show this past week and said this. It was all a peaceful protest on January 6th until we saw people from Antifa and BLM start their riot stuff. Then the cops fired flashbangs into crowds of innocent people who weren't doing anything, making them run and scatter. Now, one person has yet been charged with actual federal insurrection. I would say time served and let them all out of that hellhole. But I am pretty sure they will come out very angry and very bitter, and they will not stay quiet. Another guy wrote in and said, those people, patriots that are being held in the Washington, D.C. jail can now be tortured in the Admiralty by foreign African UN guards, if need be. Those are the Queen in British courts and jurisdiction of D.C. No proper procedure of due process or Bill of Rights there in that district. That's what he says. District of Columbia is 10 miles square, approximately. And a lot of people say that the gold fringe on the flags you always see in D.C. indicates admiralty law by foreign hostile governments. They will not get the same treatment as in the other 50 states. Seems to be true. Let's hope it's not. Now, here's a great line I wanted to repeat to you that I think you would concur with. A guy wrote me on Gab, Mr. Mac Thompson, and he wrote this, I reckon I'm just too old-fashioned for this world. I drive, I don't fly. I get motel rooms or I camp out. I don't do these weird sleepovers in strangers' B&B houses. If I need a lift, I call a cab. I don't get an Uber or call Lyft. I don't do timeshares. I don't have some stranger pick out my groceries and bring them to my house. I don't have door dashers bringing me my carry-out food. I'll do it myself. Hell, I'm not even comfortable with the mailman or the Chinese restaurant delivery guy bringing my stuff to my house. I think much of our country says it's forgotten how to take care of itself, forgotten how to be responsible adults. I believe my neighbors are still shocked that I can change my own oil, brake pads, and rotors. When I was growing up, everybody worked on their own cars and houses. We've lost so much in the last 20 years. We sure have, Mac. We need more of you out there, not less, my friend. You're always among friends, and damn them all, who are dead set against us. And I always say, folks, some people have to learn the hard way. We are more than happy to oblige them of that honor if need be. I'm so glad you're here tonight. If you want to dial in the next hour, it's 563-999-3437. We'll get you on the air. New callers get first in line. Now, also breaking news. The Ukraine president says a full-fledged European war is coming. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Zelensky said to the media in his country, this is not going to be a war between Ukraine and Russia. This is going to be a European war front, a full-fledged war. His words. Unbelievable. And Zelensky, hosting Boris Johnson of the UK in Kiev, warned the world that if Russia launches a new invasion of Ukraine, that all of Europe will be involved. Now, Zelensky has been in close touch with Joe Biden and the NATO nitwit, I call him, Jens Stoltenberg. America in particular should pay very close attention because a full-fledged war in Europe would involve the United States. And if it doesn't involve the U.S., then we here in the U.S. should be prepared and ready. Because I'll tell you the blunt truth, many people expect to see missiles falling on some targets here in North America, if that war gets out of control, out of hand, and goes kinetic. Keep that in mind. Scary times. Scientists of the Doomsday Clock said about a few years back under Trump, we were 5 minutes away from midnight, which means all-out nuclear war. Under Biden, under the Biden regime, these same scientists say that we are 100 seconds away from midnight. They really upped it. That should tell you something. Those are smart scientists who know that Biden has a bunker. You don't. The elites of Congress and the Senate and the Pentagon have bunkers paid for by your tax dollars. You don't. Most of you don't, put it that way. Well, if that ever starts happening, God forbid, the Dem as opposed Democrats who got us all into this mess by voting for Biden will utterly panic. What did I tell you? These same people will become very desperate overnight. Food supplies will be wiped out from supermarkets within hours. Fuel will be taken from the gas stations. So you want to prepare with your own emergency food, water, medicines you need to live. Have cash money on hand in case the banks and ATMs go dark and offline, where your credit and debit cards cannot be processed. You should have secondary communication capability with CB radio or ham radio. Make those strong local alliances that we talked about on past shows. Have a way to generate some backup electrical power. Either a small generator, maybe a light or a computer, have spare fuel for anything. Have an emergency method for keeping warm. Get firewood for the house. Don't wait until the trouble starts, America. By then, it'll be far too late. Prepare now while there are still products on store shelves to buy, where your fiat currency can buy them. That is the stealth prepper. Stealth accumulation is the buzzword and buzz phrase. Stealth accumulation. Get a few things each week. Don't break your budget. Get things every week. Extra supplies. I do. You should too. Well, we're glad you're here tonight for a big show. We have a lot to talk about. I don't think it's the final bell for America. I think America will go the distance. The Patriots will definitely go the distance. So without much further ado, let's start the show Rocky Balboa style. Yes, we will go the distance. There's a little Rocky Balboa in every patriot. He's always underestimated. He'll go for the gold or for the towns and cities and farms and ranches and gridirons of America. Always underestimated. Always. Always put down. Rocky Balboa is in every patriot, and he will fight. That's for damn sure. Well, before his death, famed physicist Stephen Hawking warned that the Earth is headed for a catastrophic ending as a result of rising inequality fueled by robots that grow increasingly smarter by the day. Hawking's dire prediction came as robots and artificial intelligence started to take over human jobs. The McKinsey Global Institute predicts some 800 million people around the world will be displaced out of their jobs by 2030, just 8 years away as a result of automation. So 8 years away, 800 million people. The number 8 is very prevalent in numerology. And this is episode 88 tonight. So by 2030, there could be a worldwide depression. There could be rogue people with nukes. You never know what's going to happen. Prepare accordingly. Well, in philosophical terms, without jobs, we stand the risk of losing, you know, our relevance in society, right? People define themselves by what they do. So this creates a scenario of misery and conflict with many people displaced, and those with little to lose will fight to merely survive. The topic of our future and culture always circles back and is directly linked to the issue of jobs vanishing time and time again. We've seen factories close in America as automation, an army of robots march into our workplace. This can result in a future that takes on a very grim, dystopian appearance. The fear of being replaced by a Chinese robot or seeing your job being outsourced to some third world migrant or even eliminated by the communistic now corporate America is on the rise. Corporate America now is not so much about capitalism. They're about consensus. They are about issuing out and parroting the government edicts. They're not your friend. A wise man once told me, you make your money out of corporate America, then get the hell out of there. Make your money and go. Like Rocky Balboa, run like the wind. Run through Philly with your head held high. Well, we'll get right to our VIP guest tonight. We have Matador calling in from the East Valley on his satellite phone. See him on the studio board. Let's get right to it. Matador, thanks for calling the Von Wehan Show. How are you doing, sir?
General Von Wehan, I'm hanging in there, and I'm thriving as usual. House, I love the show, Radio Free West. You keep the free information. Joe Rogan's about to be yanked because a 78-year-old Neil Young, who even listens to Neil Young? We all know one thing, the greatest band ever, Lynyrd Skynyrd, got it right when they said, Southern man, don't need you around, Neil Young, go back. It's, you know what's so funny now? They did some digging on Neil Young. Big progressive Neil Young. Neil loves everybody. Oh, are they trying to hide in 1985? All you got to do is Google it. Neil Young said, and excuse my French, folks, when I go into the grocery store, I don't want some, quote by Neil Young, faggot touching my potato with AIDS and then handing to me. But now he's a lover of all folks. Boy, see, in 1985, the government told him that, oh, AIDS is going to kill everybody. Neil, tell everybody that. And then today they told him, well, Neil, this is what you better tell everybody. Yep, it's a scary, scary world we live in with complete 100% censorship.
No doubt, Matador. And Neil Young, you know, he had some good tunes back in the day. He's a knucklehead for pulling his music off Spotify. So bizarre. Joe Rogan's right. Joe Rogan's got a great podcast. And we're big enough as a show to talk about other shows. And, yeah, Neil Young's behavior is bizarre, man.
Just bizarre. Just bizarre. And you got to love the Republican Party, folks. When Trump would nominate a Supreme Court justice, they dragged Brett Kavanaugh. They made him look like a scumbag, only because Trump, most people would have just said, yeah, just throw the guy under the bus. Then they attacked poor Amy Barrett, called her a Catholic freak with seven kids, and just insulted her. And now Mitch McConnell has said, well, even when Biden gives us a black female communist, you know, don't say anything. We'll say one or two things on the Senate floor. Can't bring up anything about her, nothing at all. Let's just, because we've got a big election coming up in 8 months, and we're just going to, the Democrats, 30 days before an election, tore up Trump's, but they don't care. Typical Republican, typical. They don't want to fight. They don't want to do any. John Thune out of South Dakota, let's not say anything. We don't want to offend black females. Dude, black females
exactly.
Vote 98% Democrat. It doesn't matter. But as usual, they're going to do nothing. If they take the House or they take the Senate, come. They're going to make all these promises. Come January 11th, they're going to go. We can't wait to work with Biden. Biden's our friend. Let's reach across the aisle to Joe Biden. And then they're going to go, gee. Or then they're going to go, if you vote for us in 2024 and we get the president and the House and the Senate, we're going to do all. No, you're not going to do anything. They're not going to do. They're not our friends. I mean, we know the Democrat Party's complete communist, you know, but those Republicans, all fake, phony liars up there. Now, Kevin McCarthy's talking big. We're going to have some discussions if we get in. Yeah, he can talk big. No, he's not. If he gets the House, he'll be just like Paul Ryan and plastic hair smoker boy, that other guy that loved Boehner, that loved Obama. He'll get in there and he'll go, well, you know, the American people put us in, Larry, to reach across the aisle and work with Biden. No, you know what the Democrats say? They put us into a peach Trump day one. That's exactly what they say. They didn't say, let's reach over the aisle 2 years after Trump was president. Let's work with Trump. They said day one, impeachment, 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 all these phony false claims and lies. They were never going to work with Trump. But the Republicans are going to go, Mitt Romney, they'll be all there going, we got elected to work with Biden, to give him everything he wants. Just it'll be completely asinine, and we'll have to just – and they'll shove it down your throat. That's exactly what they're going to do to us.
God, so true. That's why we have the Von Wien Show, Matador. You know, this past week, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and other Republican leaders came out and said, we don't care how long those January 6th protesters are going to rot in hell in those Washington, D.C. Democrat torture chamber jails. We don't care. They're a low priority for us. Yeah. In fact, Lindsey Graham said, we're going to throw the book at those people. Throw the book at them. How about those apples? What do you think about that crap, Matador?
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well,
Rhino,
we
Trump's right. Trump Rhino. He's a Rhino commie in my book. New term.
Oh, he's a guy who wears pink underpants. We all know that. He's 60, never been married, never seen with a girl in D.C. Not even.
Never.
Not even like a big ugly. Not even. The guy's been up there 20 years. Not even one.
Sort nothing.
Yep. Never like one big ugly hag. He is today's modern J. Edgar Hoover that was never with a woman that wore women's panties and undergarments. I'll bet my life we know that's him. Even the View and stuff calls him out. Hey, Lindsey, just come out of the closet.
Right.
You know, everybody knows he's so buttoned up in closet. I'm Lindsey Graham, you know, and I'm talking here like South Carolina, Larry. And we're just so sweet down here with our tea and everything. Why, he's such a closeted guy. He's another one going to talk big, and then he'll, oh, the Judiciary Committee. And then Ted Cruz said the best thing he said, Well, gee, Biden, I guess black women make up 6% of the country. So I guess you're telling us 94% of the people aren't qualified to be a Supreme Court justice. The guy could have just said, hey, I'm going to take the best person. But no, that's it. And we know she's going to be an absolute, she'll make Michelle Obama look like a moderate. And then somehow, remember, we can get every conservative paper the guy wrote in junior high, whatever, supposed that she probably went to Columbia or something, you know, got in with C minuses. We won't be able to see her transcripts like Obama. Only person ever we couldn't see transcripts is S and D's. We won't be able to see her transcripts. We won't be able to see her writings. Guarantee she wrote all kind of communist papers. America's a sick, evil country. The Constitution should be destroyed and all this stuff. We'll never be able to see that. She'll get up and go, I'm a moderate. And the Republicans will go, happy, hooray, yeah. And she'll get like 78 votes or 80 votes. You know, 20, she'll get 75, 80 votes. You know, they won't. And, you know, they couldn't get one Democrat vote for the Republican. They'll slide her all through, and then they'll go, no black people. No, they're not going to vote for you. They're not going to. All the blacks vote for is D. They have Democrat behind their name. I've always said, if you think about it, KKK Bird from West Virginia, he was a Klansman, never even gave it up. He was a Democrat. Literally, the guy would walk around and go, I'm a Klansman, and all the black people, they don't care. D's behind your name. You could be a Republican and go, I'll give reparations. Every black person gets $100,000. They'll say, okay, great. And then they go there and they see R, they'll vote against you. D, hey, I'm a Klansman. No problem, I'll vote for you. You're a Democrat. They're completely brainwashed. Forget even trying to get them.
They are.
I love the voter suppression. Voter suppression and all that. Look, just if a voter suppressed, then Larry, and I support voter suppression. If you don't own some kind of property or you didn't own it one time in your life and you're a senior citizen, then you can vote. There's no need for any of these people to I mean the country basically has come down to 50% of the people have no money, nothing. Unfortunately for them, too bad, they don't have a pot to you-know-what in, okay? Those 50%,
right.
Their whole, more and more they're voting. The more and more they get them to the polls, they all 99% vote Democrat. Then you got 40% of the country who's about 10% of the stock market, got a little 401k, owns a little house, maybe has $100,000 to $250k in equity, still got a house payment, you know, maybe he's got $50,000 to $150k in the bank, you know, worth about $250,000 to $500,000, just trying to get by, to get to 60-something, get some Social Security, get some Medicare, you know, have a decent little retirement, you know, we're not going to live fat in the hog, but, you know, just enough to get by, you know, the American dream. And then you got the 10%. They own 90% of the country. They're the extreme leftist liberals, you know. So if the true voting people could vote in the country, it'd be a straight ticket. It'd make Trump look like he was a liberal. You know, we'd have a real butt kicker up there. We know it. If you think about it, The last fair election in America was Ike. Once Ike left, even 1960, we know that election was stolen. JFK's old man rigged it up in Chicago to get those votes.
But sure he did.
Even after JFK, if you look at it, LBJ even said, we know it, pass this thing, I'll have those you-know-whats voting for us for 200 years. Before the 60s, blacks, it was a 90% white, 95% white country. Blacks even voted a lot of Republican back there, middle class white, working man all voted Democrat. But if you look at it, ever since then, Clinton, Obama, I don't care if they win by 10 million votes. Clinton, Obama, I don't consider them legitimate presidents, or Biden. Half of their votes are people that don't work. They just want a handout. They don't care about America. They think America's a bad country. They have no – they're nothing. They shouldn't be voting.
That's right. They have no stake in the country at all.
nothing.
They have no stake in their votes are empty to me. I totally agree. Empty.
They have no vote. Say, I tell people this, well, we won by 6 million. I go, you what? That's garbage. The people, I said, half your people.
And why is it always 6 million this and 6 million that? Here's that number again.
Yes.
6 million. There'll be 6 million somewhere. Never 4 million, never seven. It's always 6 million. I don't know why that number always comes up. Go ahead, man.
Complete illiterate people voting for him, just getting down there, go, hope and change. It's always something. You know, build back America, build back. It's so funny. Trump just made, his big saying, make America great again. Hell, Bill Clinton, that's all you have to do. Bill Clinton, 1991 speech running for thing. Make America great again. Make America. He said, oh, that's not racist. It's not homophobic. It's nothing. Trump says it. Oh, geez, oh, she's trying to take us back to 1832, the media tells you, you know. I mean, the media is so in the tank, you know. It's so unbelievable. Trump, folks, will never, ever. I'm telling you right now, Larry, Von Leon, we know for a fact. And they track your phone. They know everything we do now. Anybody, if he runs in 2024 and he even gets close to winning that night, your phone will be shut off. Your computer will be shut off. If you voted for Trump, everything will be disengaged. If you work for any company with three or more employees, you'll be fired. All your credit cards will be zipped up, ripped up. It ain't going to be no good. They're going to tell them on November 5th, nope, you're sorry. You ain't getting in the White House. The military will put a block on it. You know, he's never, ever going back to the White House again. You hate to say it, the evildoers, the Satanists up in D.C. will never let that happen. Mitch McConnell doesn't want it. None of the Republicans want it. The military doesn't want it. He's never getting back in there. I don't care. I'll never believe that. I don't care what anybody tells me.
I agree. I mean, look,
sad
I mean, Trump had his shot. He had his one shot. And I wrote him and told him, you better hit the ground running, buddy. You better get everything done. Don't talk a lot of bluster and get up there and do nothing. You know, he did some good things, but, the thing is, though, when you're in the Oval Office, you better move quick. Because there's no guarantee of reelection. People always say, well, who else? Who else can they – look, we don't know yet. It's 3 years away for the presidential election. Who knows? People can come out of the woodwork, and these things can change on a dime, you know?
Change on a dime. The problem is now the Republican Party needs a perfect run in almost every state. 200 of the electoral votes are far leftist, so it only takes the Dems about three states. It ain't that hard to fix three or four states. Those, you go to bed and you wake up with 780,000 ballots came in. Huh? What? Huh? You know, I mean, it's just, unbelievable. But remember, this is the party that said Trump is so bad for saying he didn't lose. Remember Stacey Abrams, after she ate a couple of kids or whatever happened to her. But Stacey Abrams still to this day says, I was cheated out of the election. I don't ever hear one Democrat. I see Hillary Clinton. She pops up old cankles once or twice every couple of months. She still says, I didn't lose in 2016. Russia stole the election from me. No outrage, no nothing, no let's arrest her, no Twitter ban, no anything like that. You know, I tell people, if you really believe in your heart of hearts, January 6th was an insurrection, then we have the most pathetic FBI, CIA, military in the world. Not one person had a gun. It was trespassing, but BLM ran up and down the streets, murdered people, burnt businesses down, did out $2 trillion in damage. That's okay, no problem. A couple hundred people ransacked, and oh my God, it's the end of the world. And they have to go to prison for 4 years and all this other stuff. But it's okay. Burn the entire city of Minnesota down, kill a couple of cops, rape some women in the streets. They're supposedly supporting you, but it's okay. Just tell them, hey, just honey, It's okay. You can just run down and have that abortion tomorrow morning. I know you got raped by Leon and Leroy, but just lay back and enjoy it. You know, they were just expressing themselves, you know, or whatever. But, yeah.
It's their culture. It's their culture, Matt.
Yeah, yeah. Burn all that
stuff. It's the culture.
No crimes. People in California now, they murder people. Oh, yeah, you're out with no bail. The new LA County prosecutor.
Right, what's the big deal? Yeah.
Yeah, what's the big deal? But if you're a white guy, oh, Jesus, let's throw the book
How
at him. You
dare
know,
you.
Let's get out here. Yep. How dare you?
No. Point your finger in your face. How dare you?
You were throwing the book
at you, buddy. Like a Lindsey Graham. We're throwing the book at these Trump supporters. Nobody else. He has not said that about BLM or the Portland riots.
Only
the white people that went to D.C., gay Lindsey Graham, goes, I'm going to throw the book at these people and make them pay. Oh, yeah.
But when they have a militant rainbow march and destroy the whole city like they like to do and dress in women's dress, I don't hear Lindsey saying anything. Well, you know, they're just expressing their freedom, you know. It's unbelievable.
Right.
That's the saddest sack for a party I've ever seen in my life. You know, I'd actually be surprised if they take the House back. I bet the mayor, half the people won't even show up to vote. They'll be like, nah.
That's what I say. Now, a lot of people have, like, political fantasies in their mind, Matt, where they will tell me, well, look, where else are people going to go? They're all going to vote for the Republicans. We have a lock on it because Biden's so bad. I go, not so fast, Sherlock. Not so fast. First of all, like you said, and in my view, what we've talked about here on this show, I hate to say it, but we speak truth to power on my show. The Republicrats have lost a lot of ground support. They've lost a lot of troops, a lot of voters by doing these stunts, these shenanigans. People are sick of it, man. Sick of it.
We're sick of it. The American people are sick of it. They don't stand for anything. They don't stand. They never fight anybody. Trump's the only guy that wanted to fight, and the Republican Party hated him for whoa. What are you doing trying to get jobs back? What are you trying to, you know? The guy in Germany, the head defense of all of Germany a week ago, he came out and said, Putin's not our enemy. China's our enemy. The next day they made the man resign. The first 30 days when Trump wouldn't relent, the first 30 days when Trump would not relent from China, saying they're our enemy, no more trade, no more nothing, that his deal was done. The Republicans went in there, Democrats today, we got to get rid of this guy. We know Pelosi and Biden and Hunter Biden take cocaine and women and hookers and cash money, and then Hunter's got all the emails that say Big Daddy needs his kickback or whatever the heck they call Biden, Big Daddy or the big man or whatever. He did his 10% kickback, Joe. And I mean, they got it all. We know that. But, boy, no. You can't disrupt China. Remember that Hillary started in 2015 when she ran. Russia's the problem. Remember, Mitt Romney tried to say Russia was the problem. They said, you're a crazy kook, Mitt Romney, you weird Mormon. The Cold War's been over for 20 years. Then Hillary said Russia's the problem. Oh, my God. The media said, Russia's the problem. Putin's
a bad
guy.
Oh, my
gosh,
she's so brilliant.
Oh, she's so brilliant. Yeah, Russia's the big problem. Russia's so broke. Their ruble is worth nothing. Putin is crazier than McCain, just sitting around fantasizing, I'm going to take those stupid Eastern European countries. I mean, they're worth nothing. I mean, you know, but he's running around going, we're going to take those. He doesn't care. Putin's the kind of guy you could tell him, okay, if you go into Ukraine, you can never leave Russia again and we're going to arrest you. Okay, great. What do I care? I'm a rich guy. You know, he doesn't see anything past the day he's going to croak, you know. China is in it for the long haul, the long run. Evil country folks, they rip down every church there. You know, they put their pastors and priests in prisons. Oh, yeah, that's just for the start of it. They have a 300 million slave labor camp there, you know. But that's okay. I hear all these blacks go, no slavery, no slavery. I said to these blacks, you're just lucky China didn't, instead of the white man came to America, you're lucky China didn't come to America. Do you really think if the Chinese Communist Party ran South Africa, right, instead of the white guy from England or whatever, do you really think you're apartheid? First of all, you would have been able to march around the world and go, apartheid, apartheid. China would have laughed in your face. They would have bought everybody off. Okay, they wouldn't have cared.
Right.
If China ran America now, there's the black
on apartheid. Yeah. They would have doubled down out of door.
They would have doubled down. But all these NBA players, the white man is so evil. The white, and then they take that Chinese dirty grubbing money. One president in the NBA of one team said, yeah, what about Hong Kong? They fired the guy 2 days later because China pulled all the NBA games off TV. And LeBron James didn't get his $36 million for the week. So he was out. Do you ever hear LeBron James go, whoa, what about those Chinese people they impressed? No, he never says it. But the white guy's the evil guy. LeBron and Kaepernick tell you that. Why they live in their big, giant mansions. Yeah, oh, yeah, whitey. It's the same crap. I've heard blacks the last 40 years now. They only care about us the week before the election. Soon as the election's over, General, they don't care about us. Yeah, how many – you got been fooled for 60 years. They tell them the same thing. If the Democrats don't win, the white guys. How many times did Biden say for 30 years he's gonna put? They're gonna put you in chains. And Biden goes, yeah, Hillary, yeah, you're gonna be in chains, man. You're gonna be in chains. And then it's all hate whitey. And then 4 years later, their life ain't no better. They're all in jail. They got no money. Got no job. And they go, man, Whitey didn't, okay, man. And then four years, it's every 4 years, hey, Whitey. Then you bump into one of them. I was watching a movie one time and some kid got arrested and the black police officer detective back there and said, the kid was all, man, it's all Whitey's fault. He finally said, boy, the black guy said to the kid, he said, boy, you ain't never even met a white person around nothing. All these crimes you did on black people. So he goes, you know, shut up with your blame whitey crap, you know. Well, I never laughed so hard in my life, but it's always blame whitey.
Exactly.
Whitey for everything. It's a suppression and a photo and all that same BS. They've been preaching that crap and my MLK and all that crap for 60 years. Blame whitey. I tell them out of their face, you got a black police chief, you got a black mayor, you got they're all black in these inner cities.
What more do you want?
Whitey ain't doing nothing, but it's just blame Whitey. Whitey, it just makes me feel good. Makes me feel, you know what, bro? You still got to get up in the morning like Whitey. You know what the problem? You can blame Whitey, but the real reason why you're angry at Whitey, you don't want to get up at 6 a.m. Whitey doesn't want to, but you know, I like living in the nice suburbs, so I get up at 6 a.m. I do what my boss tells me. I don't like to do it. I work till 5 like everybody else. Then I save some money. Yeah, you know what it is? You don't want to live like Whitey. You want to smoke some joints, roll some weed, drink some 40s, roll around.
No,
if I'm a big rapper or I'm a big NBA player, it's cool, but for the 99.9% that aren't, and we're walking around going, blame Whitey, says, you know what, you got to be like Whitey. What? Man, I don't want to get online, General, and get up at 5:30 before the sun's up and work a 12-hour day and then do these things. You know, that just don't sound fair to me, you know. It's the same crap, you know. People are
so true.
Sick of it. Nobody wants to see.
Let me ask you this. Government sees two white guys in the suburbs. You know what they say? That's a conspiracy. And I bet they're racist.
White. You're a nationalist conspiracy.
Finger in your
just
little
remember,
face. Yeah, we know what they do.
Remember Mad Maxine Waters said, get in Trump supporters' faces. That's a terrorist threat. Nothing happened
right.
to old wig
put your finger
Maxine
in their faces.
Yeah, put your finger in their face. You know what? I tell Democrats now that I moved out to the city,
well,
I get my
back.
Finger in their face in the suburbs. I said, why'd you move here? Huh? You're going to vote Democrat? Oh, no. Why'd you leave your inner city, your big million-dollar house? You don't like BLM running up and down saying, well, oh, yeah. So don't bring your diversity crap out here to the suburbs. We don't want to hear it. We don't like it.
Nobody wants
to
hear it.
No, we don't want to go. You know, go back to Manhattan or Portland or wherever the hell you came from.
Yeah.
Don't come out to our nice suburbs now and go, well, you know, we're gonna have to tell you what to do out here. I don't think so.
You don't come here and lecture us. Hey,
no.
They don't come here and lecture us on our turf. How
never,
dare you?
Never.
Throw it back
do
in your
same
face.
Thing everywhere. They destroy the place. They're Yankee carpetbaggers. They destroy the place, and then they get to the new place and demand they have it their way. I don't think so.
They
go
demand.
Highway. COVID changed everything.
That's
everybody's
right.
masked up. Now, I tell people, don't go move to a Democratic blue state. They know you voted Trump. They know who you are. They're going to make sure you mask up. If you walk out your door with no mask, they may arrest you, give you a ticket, put you in jail. Now, Leroy or Leon could kick some police officer's ass, so that's all right, man. We'll just let him out with no bail. But if they damn well find out Whitey that voted Trump doesn't have a mask on or he won't make his kid wear a mask at school in L.A., Jesus, I mean, they're going to come to – people are so stupid in L.A. The football game, 70,000 people, they all had to wear a mask or they were thrown out of the game. And then they had the Governor Newsom – and the mayor, Gil Grassetti, sitting in the big press box, drinking, smoking, hanging out with Magic Johnson, not wearing a mask. And the stupid people of California. But if anybody took their mask off in the stadium, so security ran up and grabbed them and threw them out of the stadium. But the governor and the mayor just laughed, drinking, smoking their cigars.
Man, let me interject here. That's how communists rule. The communist elites can do what they want. How they view the local population is your peasants, your Russian serfs, your Chinese communists wearing your mask. You're nobody to them. You're nothing.
See, 50% of the country wants to live like Russia or Cuba or China. They think, well, you know, China's a little richer than Cuba. If you just give me a crappy little two-bedroom apartment with one bathroom, and then give me a check for like $1,000 a month and free cable and free cell phone, and I can just walk around and just barely eke out, you know. That's how they don't want to work. They don't want to produce. They don't want to do anything. Life's not fair. Now, systemic racism.
Right.
I mean, yeah, systemic is systemic racism in technology.
Everything is systemic, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying this isn't a job at QT. You got to be an engineer. Huh? What? Yeah, you actually have to. Now, math is racist, by the way. I told my kids, if you ever hear that, just ask, teacher, 2 + 2 = 4. Racist. Yeah, math is too racist. So, yeah, I got bad news for you folks. You like your computers. You like your phones. You like your roads. Engineers really, really, you can't just go, well, we have to have 17% African-American engineers, even though they can't do the job. No, dude, this isn't like putting wheels on a car or building a Ford truck or something. No. Yeah, this is real stuff, you know, real, you know. That's why now the government said Asians cannot be considered minorities anymore. They score better than white people on tests. So you know what? Forget that. We're going to throw them out of here. You know, this last man.
Right.
At least if we can make it to 2050 and the white man's the minority,
that's
we can
Matador rant tonight. I love it.
And then And then me and the general, when we're about 80, can be walking around town going, I'm a minority. I'm a minority. God, it'll be the greatest thing, man. We could curse everybody out. We can drink our voice. They'll go, what? What? Yeah, I'm a minority now. I'm a minority. I'm going to get all my benefits. Now I can sue for my civil rights. I'm a minority. It's the same. It's like that stupid.
Right,
NFL
because the minorities in America, though they're still minorities, want to rule the country as the majority. So then that's what we'll do. We'll say, well, now we're the minority. Now we are going to rule like the majority. How about those apples?
And then we'll close it out with our good friend Bud. The Second Amendment isn't really under the Constitution about your guns. No, bro. It's the Ten Amendments are even more protected than anything. The Founding Fathers purposely didn't just write in the First and Second in the Constitution just as a regular, just in the middle of the Constitution. And they made sure the amendments, number one, freedom of speech, number two, right to bear arms, as big as you could write them in there.
To
so
back
nobody
up,
could say.
Number
nobody
two
could
was
say,
set in motion bad order. Right, but the Second Amendment was put in there to back up the First Amendment of free speech.
Right.
Hey, buddy, we're against the clock. Got to run. What are your final thoughts to America with a K?
My final thoughts, America, don't believe any of these fake, phony politicians. Make as much cash as you can before the economy crumbles. Try to get your house paid off. Rent now, folks. It's $2,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment anywhere from East to West Valley, unless you want to be shot in, say, you know, Indian School on 35th Avenue. Any of the 20 Good Valley spots, $2,000 a month for a two-bedroom, and it's only going up. If you got somewhere to live, you got a little house payment, hold on to it for as long as you can because you don't want to be thrown out to the wolves out here, because believe me, they can smell a Trump supporter from 20 miles away, and when you're in the ghetto, you won't last but 5 minutes.
God, love it, Matador. Great call. Our VIP guest tonight, folks, Matador from the East Valley. God bless you, buddy. Great call. Thanks for calling.
Keep it free, General.
You know it. General Von Weon is in the house. And Matador tonight was on fire, which inspires me to play this great song from the Vietnam War era.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know you're
Yeah, Maddler, when he calls in from his East Valley, he just starts through his rants, and they're phenomenal. He is on fire tonight. Great call. And now a word from Rocky Balboa. We will go the distance, America.
Von's got the making of a champion there, you know. That's why he's back on the air. He's got his show. Hey, you got to tune into him. He's on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call in if you got something you want to tell him or something you want to tell America. That's the Von Weehunt Show. That's right, at DocSkyRadio.com. Hey, this is a Rock here.
You tell him, Rocky Balboa.
This is Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone, a place of sight and sound. Now telling you to tune in to the Von Weehunt Show that's on in the evening, the dark of night. The night gallery is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to tune in to hear real talk. Get your dose of the Von Weehunt Show and the reality of what's going on in our world.
I only broadcast at night. This is the night gallery. And now a tune from the Rockford Files.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night and listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We've got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use of this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks and maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, I love it. Angel from the Rockford Files, classic Democrat. January 6th, a date that will live in infamy. Like I always tell people, I like 2016 Trump when he was a bull in the China shop, but I don't like 2021 Trump as much. I never fully trust any politician. Those MAGA people drinking from the Kool-Aid at the Trump rallies will have someday an epiphany about what really happened eventually. We wish Trump very well on my show, but he and Pence do have some explaining to do in my book. I get your point, America, but I think Trump knew how bad it was going to turn out on January the 6th, because we now know in real time the multitude of text messages from Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and others at Fox News, and the Democrats themselves early on portraying this as their Democrat Pearl Harbor. I told you they will never let the political prisoners go. They can't. It's now part of the Democrat religion on the altar of corruption in Washington, D.C. The prisoners in those Washington, D.C. jails, in a very negative way, give them negative demonic power for the Democrat and Demon Rat Party. All I'm saying here is that you always got to look at your political downside. And even though the Trump political attendees were ushered in politely, some say, by the Capitol Police, they should have known it was going to be used a Democrat political billy club for the next 4 years. Told you before, none of my listeners are in that terrible Washington, D.C. jail. And we know this because Trump, as a man, politician, he talked about cleaning up the Washington, D.C. swamp all during his campaign in the deep state. Yes, I think Trump knew. But at the critical moment, in my view, he failed to act decisively. You must protect your followers and your political street fighters. Otherwise, you will be hung out to dry. We wish Trump well, and he's making a comeback right now across the country. He did some good things, so I am very fair in this situation. But in my view, January 6th could have been managed much, much better by not pardoning the nonviolent Trump supporters. He gave the Democrat militants the perfect weapon to club him with. They're clubbing Trump daily with that weapon. We've not moved the ball forward. I'm all about moving the ball forward. I'm all about results. People can talk a big game. They can have the best ideology. But if you don't move things forward, what good is it? Think about it. You can sit in your echo chamber, in your ivory tower, and say, you believe this, you believe that. If you're not moving things forward for yourself, your locale, or your nation, it's really just fantasy. Misinformation that the Democrats talk about constantly. They run social media. They run the politics, the TV stations. Misinformation is anything that exposes their lies. Never forget that. You can quote me. Another quote from the Von Wien Show. Misinformation is anything that exposes Democrat lies. And with that, let's get back to the phones and Gunslinger, who's iced over and snowed in the great Republic of Texas. What are your thoughts tonight, Gunslinger? Floor is yours, my friend.
It's 18 degrees here in northern Texas.
I know.
And they say it don't snow in Texas. Yeah, it does.
It does. What's the forecast,
sure does,
man?
Yeah.
What's the forecast out your way?
The sleet and the snow is over, but it's not going to get above freezing until Saturday. So whatever water that did maybe melt a little bit because of the traffic, it's frozen until Saturday now. And then we're supposed to be up in the 50s and then up in the 60s that next week. It's crazy weather, isn't it?
It is. Definitely crazy. You guys are getting a lot of ice storms, that whole area.
Yeah, this whole area. I mean, I've seen some terrible ice storms up here. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. But she was talking earlier about all the records that the federal government is assessing on everybody, including guns and gun sales and all this stuff. You know that they have been doing this for years. Okay, they got something on everybody in the United States. Okay, if you was born here, if you've got a driver's license, if you got a Social Security card, they've got your complete history ever since you was born.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And they record more and more and more. I mean, they're a control. Well, I like to call them control freaks. Okay. Because that's exactly what they are. And I know for a fact that even, and especially now with the electronics and everything that we got, computers, laptops, cell phone, smartphones and all this stuff. Okay. They are just gleaming at the ears, ear to ear, that they can record everything that goes on in the electronic world. Okay, people don't believe
sure.
that. People don't believe they. Well, my information is encrypted and all this great and wonderful technology. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, I'll tell you why. And I've seen this firsthand. Back in the early 80s, I guess, was the summer. I was helping my dad with the electrical work. And he got a job out there in East Mountain, Texas. Not no mountain, it's just a hill. But it was for AT&T. It was a change out one of their big generators on their microwave transmitting station, right? Microwave signal came
right.
in and it went to another
right.
direction. And it had to have a big, tall tower. And this big old generator, big old cat diesel in there. And they were upgrading. But anyway, and I was just a little kid. I was still in high school, I guess. But anyway, I could walk through this little building, this little, like a little garage, and it was just rows and rows and rows of computer systems. And you could hear every cell phone, every landline phone that came through that microwave station. And you don't think they weren't recording that? Come on, really?
Oh sure,
you bet you. You bet you they was. I mean, you could just put your ear up to the little speaker there, and you could hear all kinds of fights between boyfriend and girlfriend and dope deals. And I'm going, holy Toledo! Would you look at this? and it goes on 365
right.
days a year. So you don't think they're recording that? You don't think your laptop camera can come on remotely and you don't even know about it, or your speaker come on remotely and you don't even know that you're being recorded? I'm afraid so. Yeah, it can. Okay. They are so – they got this stuff so down to a science these days, it's not even funny, okay? So the guns, your private conversations in your house, well, gee whiz, where's it going to stop at? You know what I mean?
I know. Well, someday they're going to use that against the American people, and that's all part of the New World Order agenda 21, agenda 30. When they completely roll those out, and they may be delayed, weird things happen in life, you know, but eventually, in our lifetimes, which isn't 100 years away, guys, in our lifetimes, this is going to be rolled out. You need to be thinking about, what am I going to do when they knock on the door? What are you going to do when they come for you? Be thinking about that. Because don't say it can't be done. Because right now, 50% of the country is pretty solid Democrat. Another 20%, up to 70, are what I call Democrat sympathizers and quasi-rhinos. 70 to 90% are complete rhino Republicans. If you're lucky, we'll have 10% core of the country. Out of that, really, they tell us only 3% will stand their ground. 7% will fail. Just like the revolution.
Yeah. Well, you know,
those
Bob,
are hard stats,
it's,
I know, but it's true.
Yeah,
go ahead, Matt.
It's true. I totally agree with you 10,000%. These people are getting crazy out here on both sides, civilian and in law enforcement. I'm sure you heard about the big food fight at that Golden Corral in Philadelphia. What do you expect?
Yes, I mentioned it in my monologue. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is insane. Okay. Over a piece of steak. Really? You're going to go a whole food fight right thing?
To be honest with you, let's It was a predominant African American customer base there in Jacksonville.
There you go.
And I saw the video. Everybody in the fight was African American, seemed to know each other, or they made some new friends during the fight, put it that way. And they went crazy and they fought each other, which is just a fact.
Yep.
You know, it did not occur in a white suburb. It did not occur anywhere, but, you know, that area. And I've been to Jacksonville before. It's a nice town. But now that happened when things are relatively good. See, my point is, what if things got really bad? What if we had a real economic implosion? Or let's say the food supply got cut off for Jacksonville or other American cities by a trucker strike or even by government roadblocks. What if they wanted to starve you out? See, that thin veneer of civilization, which I talked about in my monologue, would be gone statistically in less than 72 hours. 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got 3 days before the shooting starts.
Yep.
Now, I mean that. You got 3 days. So in that 3 days, which I call DEFCON 5, critical time, right? Everyone's going to raid the grocery stores. Everyone's going to raid the gun stores and grab every last piece of ammunition.
Yep.
Everyone's going to raid anything of value. And after that, and they'll use money for that, after that, it'll be vandalism, looting, theft at gunpoint or knife point. You got 72 hours, America, before it hits the fan. That's why I tell you over, over again, to be a broken record on this one issue, I believe I'm doing a big public service. reminding you to get prepared now. Don't wait until the bitter end. The end of the end of the end. Crazy to wait. Get your gear now. Get things now. While your money can spend, you can get the change. You're still working. Things are relatively good now. Relatively. But if things go south on us, you've got 72 hours, baby. Good luck. Be every man for himself, gunslinger. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you got even on the law enforcement side, it's getting even crazier, okay? Because I just read a few days ago somewhere, I forget where it was, but they had this guy stopped at some state patrol or something. There was seven officers involved, okay? And this out in the middle of this highway, right, okay? And this guy had a box cutter, a razor knife. Those cops shot that man dead just because of a razor knife. Now, these big, burly, badass cops don't have a taser. One of them big, burly, badass cops couldn't rush that man and take him down.
Sure.
Did they have to use deadly force? And then on the opposite side, in Houston, Texas, down south here, okay, there was a cop, it was by Houston PD. They was chasing this car, this guy stole this car, and it was an illegal Mexican. What do you expect? A spick, I'm going to call it, just like I see it. And this spick in this car, this stolen car, carjacking, crashed into this fence, right? Well, there was like three cop cars in hot pursuit right behind him. Well, the first unit that pulled up, as soon as he crashed, the Mexican jumps out with a fully automatic machine gun and starts shooting at the cop car, the SUV. The cop that was driving the SUV, he bails and runs. I would too, okay? And the other guy, his partner,
right,
I guess, he bails and goes behind the SUV to get out of the damn hell of bullets. And they said in 20 seconds, that dumb idiot discharged 85 rounds. He takes off down the street. Three cops got shot. I don't think none of them got killed. Barricades himself into a house, and they had to call a SWAT team in. Now, if that's not crazy, I mean, I know everything's bigger in Texas, but gee whiz, this is insanity. This is insanity.
Well, and this is when things are relatively good. Now,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. That's my point. Fast forward, God forbid, we don't want things to be worse. We want things to get better. But I think we have rogue forces in our government that want things to get worse. The people, we want peace in the valley, right? We want things to get better. But regardless, things take on a life of their own sometimes, and you better be prepared, folks, for any eventuality. And also, you don't want to be in an urban area when these things go down. You want to be with your friends and compadres armed up, ready for an onslaught, you know? Get ready now. Not stress that enough. Now, folks, if you're listening, we have a chat room on Blog Talk. Go in there and log in. Be cool. Chime in if you want. Gunslinger, man, stay warm out there in Texas. Okay.
Absolutely, and I want to take my hat off to the Canadian truck drivers and the American truck drivers for standing up to government tyranny. They're doing a damn good job. You know, my thumbs up for them people.
Sure are.
It's long overdue. That's the only way this crap is going to stop is when we the people stand up and say no. What part of no don't you understand? Very simple, you know, and have a good night.
I agree. Gunslinger, have a great night, man. I agree with you, buddy. We praise the Canadian and American truckers, and I want their points out there to the government to be heard far and wide. Have a great night, sir. Appreciate it. Gunslinger, folks, from the great state of Texas. Get your cocktail, strap in, put your crash helmet on. I shall return. Yeah, you heard the lyrics of that. It says, go to the woods. That's right. When the urban centers crater and implode under their own liberal weight, go to the woods. Go to the mountains. I'll be in the mountains where I'm at right now. Be my mountain stronghold. Friends, acquaintances, associates, soldiers, all. And we'll protect our own and each other, as you should in your neck of the woods. And eventually, we may join together. We don't know what's coming down the pike. A lot of strange news. But here's some news I thought you would enjoy or laugh at. Big news in Portland, Oregon this week. Portland has become the home of Tent City Chop Shops with a 26-year high in car thefts. It's the liberal Democrat mecca of Portland. Oh, yes. What a utopia it is. Well, I will say this about Trump. There's no guarantee that Trump could even win re-election today, since the Democrats will just steal the election again anyway. So if he did not get the 2020 election right, why does Trump think that 2024 will be magically legitimate and not filled with Democrat corruption again, in criminality? Why should the Trump rally attendees who fought in his name wait 4 years, terrible conditions, solitary confinement to get pardoned? Because Trump this week said, if you reelect me, I will pardon them. Como, senor? Don't quite get that. And also, sweet, you now know where you stand, America, with rhinos such as Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. They're acting more and more like Democrats. We told you so on my show. Just for the record, my view, Trump should have pardoned all the January 6th nonviolent protesters while he was in office, when he had the power. Now it's just too little, too late for all of them, I'm afraid. Well, with that, we'll get to a phone call here. We got a lot of calls on the board, but I'll get Lincoln on, and we'll hear from him. Lincoln, welcome again to the Von Wien Show. How you doing, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Just been watching this fire rage this past week. I can't believe how fast time is going, man. Lightning speed. It's like the quickening, you know? Crazy.
Yeah, and the older we get, the faster it goes, brother.
No doubt. No doubt. Scary. What's on your mind?
I agree with what you were saying there. Like, well, I was going to tell you, I agree with what you're saying there as far as like the whole January 6th thing and like, oh, elect me and I'll pardon him. Well, you had a chance to pardon him and turn your back on him. And then you didn't even say a word about him for 8 months.
That's right.
I mean, this is explain this one to me, man. This is what I wanted to ask you about, really. Why am I still getting emails to this day from Eric Trump and Kimberly Guilfoyle and the fag log cabin Republican, well, I guess my email address got given to them somehow, asking me for money to demand a recount and audits? I'm still getting those emails today. I got them. Like, what the? Is that over? You haven't given that ship up? Oh, just donate $100 here, and we're gonna recount Arizona. Well, even if we flip Arizona, you still lose. I mean,
yeah, I totally agree. Those are desperate pleas for cash, and more, you're right. They haven't done anything with these past audits, and those are, I hate to say it, but you know, I'm a right wing guy, but those are scams, in my view, tech scams to get your money from people who want to do good. They're taking advantage of your good nature, in my book. Now, look, they're in politics. I get it. Everyone asks for money in politics. They got to have a reason to contact you typically. They feel this audit and stop the steal business is it's kind of working for them, kind of not. But obviously, they wouldn't be doing it if people weren't giving them money. Somebody out there is giving them money. And so as long as it's working, they'll keep doing these, you know, marketing blast text messages from coast to coast where everyone is going to get a stupid text message from somebody in the RNC saying, please give us money so we can recount Vermont. Let's recount Florida. Let's recount Arizona, Rila, whatever. I never get to those things, and it's just, to me, they're doing it because it's making them money. No other reason.
It's all a grift, man. It's all a big money grift. I mean, you already raised millions of dollars on this, and you did nothing with these recounts. Nothing ever happened. Nothing came of it. Now you're going to rehash it and double down and beg. It's like the commercials I see on Fox News when I watch Fox News. It's like, are you tired of Joe Biden? Text 21818 to demand Joe Biden resign. When you text that number, you know what you get? When you text that number, you get an automated response asking for donations.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, what it tells me is they think you guys, not you or me, but they think people out there in Politico land in America are really stupid. And look, the left wing has got the biggest morons in America. They're the worst. But the right wing has got its fair share. I always put it, their fair share of people who are gullible and susceptible to those kind of TV commercial and tech scams. And they keep, look, those ads cost money. So somebody is wiring them $100, $1,000, $500. Look, you get enough people to do that, it's simple math. You could rake in millions, and they are obviously raking in at least a million or two, pay for the ad, and the rest, it's just chump change for them, but it goes in their coffers. And I agree with you. I don't give a nickel, nickel to those things. I laugh at them.
Well, yeah, I guess he is the greatest salesman that we've ever had. You know, what are these people really thinking, man? Are they thinking like, holy shit, if I just text to 21818, that Joe Biden's going to say, well, shit, guys, party's over. I mean, 50,000 people texted 21818, so I guess I'll step down now. I mean,
exactly. They're just, you know what, it's a fool's errand. It's what I call political fantasy. You got a lot of people that I've talked to on Gab and elsewhere who are utterly convinced. I mean, let's back up for a minute. They're utterly convinced, Lincoln, you and I have talked about this before, that there are actual military tribunals going on in Gitmo, that people have been hanged, that there's underground wars under America in the dumps between the white hat and the black hat. They believe that Trump's going to be reinstalled magically in March because they said the military can't act for 1 year per some federal law. And so they believe now in February there's like mass arrests going on by the SS or something to round up Democrat leaders. They'll also tell you that everybody in D.C. is a double, or they have plastic surgery. And that the real Schumer, the real Hillary and Obama are in Gitmo. And the real Biden is in Gitmo. Now, they're utterly convinced of this. Utterly convinced.
Yes,
they always tell you this. No matter what you say, they come back at you and they go, they want to act, you know, really, really worldly and big. And they go, oh, you don't get it, do you? You're watching a movie. And the movie isn't over yet. And then I go, so only you know the ending and nobody else? Where did you get that prized intel? silence, crickets.
Some guy on Twitter, stay tuned.
Right. It's hilarious. And they go, just stay tuned to the movie. It's not over yet. So I have more fun on Gab talking to Q people. I love hearing their new political fantasies. And I go, so you're telling me Trump's going to get reinstalled March 1st? They go, yes, March 1st. The sun will dance in the sky, the clouds will part, and Trump will be reinstalled. And then he'll finally tell the truth. It's almost like UFO disclosure. They go, we're so close to disclosure. It's making me so giddy and happy just talking about this disclosure of Trump being reinstalled. I mean, I laughed my ass off at those comments. I think they're hilarious.
Divine, but
these people are, they're leaking, they are what I call the true believers. The true believers. The Q people are off the charts. Now, I got to say one more thing. I got a guy who's a military guy, ex-Marine Corps, who's utterly convinced. He's done his research. He goes, 100 National Guard troops have been ushered up, and that's true. So they sprinkle some fact in it. Now, this other guy he knows says, but I heard that all the National Guard troops are from South Dakota. So why are they all from South Dakota? And I go, you tell me. You're the one that's with the with this new intel. Hell if I know. And then he goes, oh, I thought you would know. I go, no, that one I don't know. And if I don't know something, I'll tell you. I don't effing know. I have no problem saying that. And on some of that stuff, I don't even want to know. But it is funny. Cracks me up, man. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I mean, talking to these Q people on Telegram, and it's like there's a channel on Telegram that's called Trump is JFK Jr. And they literally believe somebody can – It has 52,000 followers, and they literally believe that Abraham Lincoln time-traveled to become JFK Jr., who faked his own death and is now Donald Trump.
Yes! Yes!
And
that's hysterical.
I can send you the link on Telegram so you can join that channel and just laugh your ass off. I'm actually putting out
the
channel just for
shits
and grins and giggles.
Yeah, please send me
that.
I got to join that just to be a troll. I want to be in the troll army of that one.
They believe that JFK Jr., who is Trump, by the way, is working undercover with Elvis, who faked his own death. and with Michael Jackson, who faked his own death, and with Lady Di, who's actually transgender, who faked her own death, and they were working together behind the scenes to take down the deep state. And that yesterday, I just saw that yesterday, Dr. Fauci was hanged yesterday.
Yes. God, love it. I know, but these people believe this stuff. And what I love is their evidence. They go, look at the evidence. And they send me like 20 photographs, right? And it looks like Dr. Fauci. And I go, it's Dr. Fauci. They go, no, it's not. This one eyebrow is an extra eyebrow over the left eye. And the earlobe on the left ear, and this picture looks longer than the one in this picture. And they go, Eureka, he's a fake. It's a double. And they must have killed the real one or executed him. And I go, no, that's a camera trick or it's a camera angle. That's not true. They go, yes, it is. And they go, I have friends in the military. Tell me you're right. I go, I think your friend in the military is pulling your leg and laughing their asses off at you. Let's get somebody in the military. First of all, I wouldn't really tout them up as being such great intel guys. I mean, look what our military went down under Obama. They've had 8 years or now, 10 or 12 with a Biden to destroy it. And also it's the woke military. They're full of, you know, transgender and gay and anti-patriot people now that hate the country, right? So I wouldn't put a lot of credibility in what they say. And more than 80% of those people, they've been kicking out the warriors for years. So when you say military, I always ask, how many years have they been in the military? If I hear 2 to 5 years, no. I want to talk to the guy that's been in there for 20 years plus, who's an old school veteran, cold warrior. That guy I'll listen to, but nobody else. Because to me, they're just, I think the military guy is pulling everyone's leg, whoever he is. Go ahead.
Well, I got to say, like, whoever this Q guy is, I got to say, like, I think it's like, it's got to be a team of guys. That they got to wake up in the morning and sit around themselves and say, what kind of bizarre, crazy shit can we make them believe today? And they do it.
Yeah. I mean, I want to join the Q Army and put out crap like that and see what sticks on the wall. It'd be hilarious. I mean, to say Lincoln faked his own death. And, you know, the one I love, too, is when they say JFK Jr., faked his own death. He's going to be Trump's running mate in 2024. That one I just love. And they show pictures of a guy at random on it. I believe he's at, I'm not sure if it's Yankee Stadium or somewhere on the East Coast. And I will admit the guy does look and he like John F. Kennedy. And they'll say Trump sat in this section approximately 17.5 years ago. And he's sending a message because he's sitting in the same row, and Trump did sit in that section. That part checks out, which it's amazing how much time people have to research crap. And they go, because he's sitting there in the same section that Trump did, he is sending a message that he's going to be on the ticket. I go, that's not what that says. You simply found a guy at random that looks like JFK Jr. It has nothing to do with Trump's reelection chances. And they go, yes, it does, because I have special intel and you don't, na-na-na-na-na. I go, whatever. But I just go, you know, I'm real objective about that stuff, and I'm real sketchy about it. I'm very suspicious of all these photographs. And I mean, you can Photoshop anything, right? So when I put stuff up, like, I put up the alien video on my Gab page. But I tell people, I don't believe it's real. What do you think? I really don't. I think it's a good fake because I did some research on it. And I tell people that this alien video, it looks real. I go, it's a great fake. Or if it's the real deal, it's wild. But I believe it's a fake because the guy that did it had ties to a Hollywood special effects guy, per my research. And I went, aha, that's how they made that. It does look real. It does look like the guy is interviewing an alien. And he would be just like me. He's sitting there with a cocktail, a cigarette with sunglasses on. He's sitting there in a leather swivel chair challenging the alien. That would be me. Why did you come here? What? I mean, he's saying, like, how did you learn English? You know, where are you from? And the alien goes, I am from your future. And he goes, tell me more. Enlighten me. Illuminate the audience. And the alien's talking in riddles. And he goes, I caught you in a contradiction. It's exactly how I would interview an alien. Who the fuck are you? You know? And why are you in my country? Exactly. I wouldn't sit there and go, oh, the aliens are so wonderful. See, I don't believe they're wonderful. I believe they're evil, and they're not benevolent. And they're out. They're in it. Look, they're in the cosmos for themselves like everybody else. They're not special because they're freaking aliens. Jesus.
You didn't know this, Vaughn?
People are morons.
You didn't know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all these people that we see, you know, that they're actually in Gitmo, and that the ones we see are either CGI holograms or even in some cute Tarkat, they say that they're aliens and reptilians and shapeshifters, and that's who we're seeing is actual aliens
Yeah.
They had a video on there, a video, it was a picture like 3 days ago, and it was a picture of and it was like, how did those damned evil Nazis have the superior military? This is why. And it shows a like obvious Photoshop picture of Hitler shaking hands with an alien, and it was like because the aliens came and visited him and took over his body, you know, and he gave birth to Angela Merkel and Barack Obama, which is why we were so oppressed under them. Anyway, the whole thing is crazy. The funny thing is, when I start laughing at them and mocking them and like kind of like, you know, going back and forth a little bit, you know, they always, you know what they always come back with? Shut up, libtard. Get out of here, liberal. I'm not a liberal. I'm more right-wing than you are. What are you? Oh, you're a liberal here to start a fight. I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm laughing at how stupid you are.
Right. Yeah, everything. This is what I love. Their whole basic premise is, now these people live in the Matrix, okay? They do wear tinfoil hats. And they're on all sides of the political spectrum, to be fair. But on the right wing, it's kind of fun to talk to them because they're the true fringe. Because they think everything is a double. They think everybody is CGI. Nothing in the world is real to them. If somebody dies, they go, oh, that's a crisis actor. If somebody marches, oh, they're all feds. Nobody to them has a true ideology. Nobody to them is real. Nothing ever really happens or goes down. They believe, for example, that this is kind of funny too, the January 6th so-called insurrection was all made in Hollywood. And it was all a movie, and they're all crisis actors. And then nobody is in the Washington, D.C. jail. Nobody. And they also say that the Oath Keepers guy, no one. No one, that's right. They say no one's in that jail. It's all a bunch of BS. And they also say that guy, Stephen Rose of Oath Keepers, is already dead. God forbid, right? It's double, and it is... This double guy is walking around being paraded by the feds as the real deal to scare other militias. So, no, we wish him well. We know he's not dead. But my point is that's what they say. It's bizarre. Crazy. But funny. Very, very funny.
Oh. You must be one of those damn libtards, Vaughn. You don't believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they will say, they'll call you weird names, and I just go, no, you guys, I've done my work here. I'm done. I'll let you guys think about that, but believe, I always say believe whatever you want to believe. You know, if you believe that the moon is made out of green cheese, go for it. Prove me wrong. Right?
Their other big thing is they're waiting on the 6 gorillion sealed indictments because, you know, those are coming any day now for the last 3 years.
Well, these grand juries have been sequestered for years, and these big indictments and a big mass arrest are just around the corner. Just around the corner, right?
For years.
Crazy. Well, you can good talking to you, man. Oh, you are welcome, man. Awesome. I can talk to you for hours, laughing my ass off. Have a great night, buddy.
I'll on Telegram sometime this weekend, man.
Yes.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
I got to get on there. I got to get on there. I know. I will surface. I will surface soon. Hell victory, man.
Hell victory, brother.
Have a great night. You bet. Thank you. Well, we missed Paul the Gladiator there. I guess he just dropped off. Wanted to get him on for a little bit. But, too funny. Good stuff, though. A lot of people out there have got some bizarre theories about where we are and how we got here. With that, let's get to the Irish Pirate who's been hanging on. Get him on the air for a little bit of the tech wizardry he's famous for. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, especially I love it when you guys start talking about the potential of theories, which ebbs and flows on the edge of potential science, and that's where
potential,
you know, I mean,
potential,
I'm
yes,
going like, I want to talk about, you know, I'll give you one that's really hilarious to me, and it happens all the time on TV. They're showing this off like it's some sort of actual reality, and that is where they're saying what's happening right now with the investigations into the coronavirus, quote-unquote, does or does not match evolutional theory. And I'm going like, okay, I wish I was on that floor right now because I'd have one simple, stupid question for all of you. Have we ever had a mutation that benefited anything? I don't care if it's a protozoa. I don't care if it's a mastodon. I don't care if it's a tree. As, and yet, by the way, the mutation is another word for stupid, blatant error. Did somebody's DNA just make a great big brain fart and suddenly come up with something new? And if it did it do anything to benefit the thing? At the very best, it's neutral for written
right.
history. And these people still think, oh, no, everything had to evolve. It's like, no, unfortunately, that which the Bible says is not disproven. Yeah,
right.
I wasn't there.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but I could tell you this fantasy you're dreaming up definitely didn't happen. And if the moon was great, made of green cheese, we could jump in a spacesuit right now, fire up a rocket, and go check it out. That's viable. But your
right.
junk is not viable. The stuff that makes I mean, wow, so many times I get into it.
Oh.
One of the latest ones I blew somebody's mind with, they're going like, well, I look out into the stars, and I see evolution. It's like, I see creation. They're going like, how do you do that? I'm going like, well, you see those little spiral cluster things? And they're going like, yeah. I said, well, they've measured the speed of those. At least we can do that with this, with the instruments we have on this planet. And they are all moving at different speeds. Some are much faster than another. So if those things had billions of years, why would they be in that perfect spiral? I'm sorry to tell you
right.
this, but they haven't been in the space that long. Yeah, I mean, it stands
right.
to reason if they're still holding their shape. And they're going like, wow, I never thought of that. There's a lot of things you didn't think about, so-called scientists. Anyway, so that's what you guys
so
are triggering
true.
Is that I had so many other things I wanted to go after. Let's see. First of all,
oh,
yeah,
I know.
We
put out a ton of info, man, and points to ponder, and then we can just roll with it, man. But good stuff all, you know.
Yeah, well, here's the latest. I am absolutely, I don't wear a hat much, but if I had one, I'd be tipping it towards the Canadian and the American truckers. There is the batch that made it to Ottawa, which they said they'd never be able to do. And then there's the cops that were dispatched to SWAT team them out of there because all the government entities there were screaming about how they were going to do it. We videotaped them watching, walking away, sulking with their tail between their legs. Yes, they're probably going to plan something else like they did here, you know, in Oregon and other places out, you know, when they blew it the first time. More importantly, boy, that's a lot of truckers, and they really know what they're doing. And then all you're ever going to see
yes.
if you're watching the pedophile news network, which is one after another of these guys are getting outed for things they
yes.
said or things they Oh, when they
Zucker.
The camera was rolling.
Crash
yeah,
and burn.
Really sick. Well, and that's why Zucker just left CNN, because it's exploding. Too many people know too
mm-hmm.
many things about what's going on over there. And
mm-hmm.
it would be almost nice if it was just a little hanky-panky between men and women behind the scenes. We could get a giggle out of
right.
that. But the stuff they're doing is not a giggling matter. Not at all. And
well,
anyway,
it's me, Irish.
So,
To interject here is that Zucker, really quick here, here's the deal. They got rid of him with the sexual harassment claim, but what kind of pisses me off is Zucker was forced to resign, but the woman who did the tango with him gets to keep her job. How about those apples? What's
well, it's a bit
that always seems to happen, right? The man takes the fall
ago.
Every time. Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 years ago, that was not true. They used to, you know, just boot the woman out of
right.
the
you should fire both or fire
yeah,
nobody.
Nowadays, it's the other way around. Yeah, now it's preset. Right. We're just going to get rid of all the men. And 9 times out of 10, those men didn't do it, which is kind of really hilarious.
That's right.
It's just a really good
excuse
to
men.
Get out of what they are doing. Like, yeah, that's what happened to Cuomo. He's lined up a bunch of women that accused him of stuff. It's like, good, I've got an out from what I'm really doing, which is committing murder, stealing money. You know, it's like, if only I could get them to believe that some woman would actually want to be eating lunch with me. That would be good. But no, it's not going to happen like that. Anyway, back to PNN and CBC, which I was talking with an old man today in a grocery store, and he actually said, I didn't know CBC was actually a nationally paid news agency. It's like, yeah, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation really is part of the government. But anyway, so they have all these angles about how these truckers are so hateful and this and that. Of course, let's say, 5-7 years ago, they were talking in awe of them, how they put up with the things they do when they're shipping things here and there that the country supposedly needed so badly. So they were honoring them not too long ago, but now they're turning around and calling them all sorts of awful names. And so, unfortunately, if you watch the other types of news feeds, independent media, Bandod Video had a fantastic one where an 11-year-old girl in Canada sent anonymous package to Mr. or Mrs. Trucker. And she says, I'm too young to really understand all, but I think what they're doing is wrong. And she wrote a little story, take it to the stars, and then sent a cookie because it's so cold she knows it's not going to melt. And the trucker breaks down and cries while he's reading this. It's like, oh, yeah, such a barbarian. And on top of that, right after that, the better one, right outside of the governor's office, they cleared the streets out and dropped a puck and started playing street hockey, which is about equivalent to our basketball. They all do it. Man, they had tricks with the sticks and everything. I was impressed. You know, these guys are behind the wheel how many hours a day, and they just got it on, man. I mean, I played a little bit of field hockey when I was a roller skater, and I was really impressed. These guys knew what they were doing. And anyway, so here's the bottom line. I'm going to now make a quote from the great Frédéric Bastiat, who is best known for his free economic theories. And it goes like this. Anytime the border fails to have goods coming across it, next will come the army. And that's exactly what we're going to see happening if this continues. Yeah, I don't. The truckers may be successful in what they're doing. Yeah, the truckers may be successful at what they're doing. But unfortunately, the lockup of goods is going to create some problems elsewhere, which it's a necessary evil, and I understand that. But we need to batten down the hatches to get ready for the fact that, you know, sometimes the cure can kill you. And I'm ready for that. I understand that. I didn't realize – I mean, I knew there would be some economic slowdowns when people can't do their jobs, and they're thinking about over 800 million people over the next decade or two that are going to get displaced by machines and things like that. They're dreaming about it, and I'm thinking, man, those machines are going to have a hard time. You better build some really sturdy machines because the people that are being ousted – know a little something about how to bust a machine up. Kind of like that joke about I lost to my computer at a game of chess, but I really beat it at karate. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. And the other thing that's going to happen that I think is really brutal, if lots of people either die off or lose a bunch of jobs, I think the number one thing we're going to lose is skills. There are going to be a whole lot of people that used to do a whole lot of things that you and I depended on, and suddenly we can't depend on them to do it, not because they can't do it. It's either because they've been displaced by a government that doesn't like them, or they're dead because the government didn't like them. And we're going to have to live with the lack of information. Anything that you depend on for technology or depend on from authority is what's going to be disappearing. And half of that, I think I can handle. Whatever authority was giving me, I've been trying desperately to give it back for 20, 30 years now. Basically saying, look, I don't need this because the price is too high. But, and I don't mean in dollars because that's not going to matter anyway when those things go under. But there is a really nice, there's a really nice interview that was done by Mike Adams, the health ranger. And he interviewed Steve Quayle, who's one of the more outspoken people out there about, you know, the Bible is right. And, this is a guy that used to go to all over the earth and find strange and amazing findings that people are having a hard time dealing with. I don't know the answer to his findings, but definitely they're a good curiosity. You know, for example, you know, going to the places where they find giants in the ground, going to places where they have strange structures in the ground.
Yeah, they find those giants every now and then.
Right. And he attributes all that to Genesis 6, where they said there were giants in those days. So
yes,
I get that. And I'm just waiting for a better explanation of what people are trying to smear him with. But anyway, Mike Adams is the kind of guy that will actually get him to talk, which is the one thing that doesn't happen most of the time. It's hard for Steve Quayle to get around. He's had his life threatened at least two or three times in the last few years. Where they, you know, where they actually thought they killed him, you know, and he survived some things.
Right.
And so he's doubling down. He's basically saying, I got to get the truth out faster. I'm tired of this. And that's the best thing you can do is go ahead and put out. Please don't carry any secrets to the grave. Anybody listening, do not carry your secrets to the grave. Tell them now so that people can say, well, there's no need to kill them because they've already said what we didn't want them to say. Best we could do is make fun of it now and try to pretend it didn't exist. And that also goes for anybody who thinks they're going to patent something. As corrupt as the top is, please don't attempt to patent anything. Oh, the government's going to protect my little invention that I've got here that's been hiding in the basement for the last 17 years. I don't think so. I mean, the best thing you can do is give that thing away to as many people as possible. We discussed this once or twice, I think, and have everybody fight over it, and you'll get hired. You'll get hired if they all fight over it. You'll be the foremost knowledgeable expert about how you made it, you know, what kind of products were used into making the best one for you, whether or not you can make it at home versus have to make it in a laboratory, storing it at a warehouse. These are all things that have been a problem in the past. And the friends of mine that invented things have come up with, something that's supposed to burn at 6,000 degrees. Normally has to be held at 0 degrees Kelvin or darn near just to be able to store it for 3 days. And then when you whip it out, it's got to be used almost immediately. And finally, I mean, just the storage of that thing. A friend of mine invented something that, quote, you know, it'll burn 6,000 degrees, but not right now. There's a smelly pile of it outside my backyard and it's core stable at 42 degrees out. You know, that, and he should have, of course.
Right.
They stole the invention money from him. I mean, that would be a contract. But the thing that I'm trying to point out here is they tried to say, oh, you could just go back and get your doctorate. And he said, where? My alma mater, which I can tell you this, University of Wyoming. He was my lab partner in college, and that's where we were headed if we kept doing what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you realize University of Wyoming has given out several doctorate degrees saying that my invention can't exist? Do you really think I'm going to go back there and ask for a doctorate degree in what I've been doing? I don't think that's going to work. You know, the hypocrisy of that is immense. And you asking me to do that is, he goes, no. If you're going to screw me out of the money for my invention or any authority over my invention, I can still go out there and do other stuff. So now my friend is in Boise teaching people how to make memory for Micron. And so, you know, he just relaxed and said, look, I can't beat the system. I'll just find a better thing to do because I did what I wanted to do, which was invent something. I did the best I could under the circumstances, but they didn't want to hear it. And this is apropos to what's happening right now. A lot of people are holding solutions, and we brought up some of them, like, for example, during the COVID lockdowns, where I imagine making a COVID force of having young, sexy, beautiful, strong people going between the at-risk and the home and having those people do that instead of whatever it was they were afraid of that said, you got to mask and do this and that and the other thing because we're afraid. It's like, let those young people do it because they're not going to get hurt. and they'll deal with one person at a time. And, yeah, and it would solve the problem. And it went viral when I put that out. And it's amazing how many people said, yeah, I want to do that. So I did. I actually sent that to the Maricopa County Board that was considering not locking people down anymore. They did not consider it because, number one, they were very well paid not to. Even though I told them, with the amount of money you're getting, you could be a hero by just giving this money to the young people that need a job moving up. You know, and like I said, being able to help grandma and grandpa from dying is pretty sexy. They would definitely get ahead many ways. And so whether the social value of that, you know, the social value of that or the civic value of that or the, let's say it's a spiritual thing. I just want to help people. It's all there. And wow. And that's what people really, really, really want. I'll be honest. I mean, now, if you were to ask me, I'm kicking back right now. I'm just trying to batten down the hatches for what's coming. But if you were to give me something where I think there's an opportunity, I mean, it's only going to be if I think I can help people and whether or not I can get in and get out quickly. Because I know the moment you make too much of an impact, the moment you make a video that millions of people want to watch, or you start that project like a Rick Warren overseas, you know, do something really well. Eventually somebody comes along and quote-unquote takes it over for you. You run a parade in somebody's honor. Wow, those globalists seem to get right in front of that parade and try to steal your thunder. And so, we can see that coming. And so it's got to be a little quicker. And the more important thing is keep your skills. If those are the skills you got, you're going to have to give some of that away. You can't sell them all. You're going to have to give some of that away. It's perfectly okay. Don't feel
right. And
angry.
Irish, on a different note here for the show, I know you're working on some fun packs, right?
Yes, I am. I've got the
show.
I just updated. I had like 26 updates on my computer, and I knew that would hack into my my ability to handle sound. So I went ahead and let that do its damage and righted the ship, because any day now I may spend days in front of the computer just doing nothing but music. And
you are amazing.
Even my woman.
No, you are amazing, and you've got the right equipment now. Yeah. Go ahead, ma'am.
She said, you made me this wonderful compilation of something I didn't even think you'd put together. I honestly didn't even, you know, really like the artist to begin with. I had to figure out what to do with him. And she says, you know, I want something else, you know, cool like that. And it's like, I'm not telling you, quote unquote, get in line. I'm saying keep spurring me. I don't want people just to get in line. I want somebody to say, I need this really badly. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'll do what I can to help you get it done faster. That's what I want out of my community. If you like something, please let me know, because I want to help people. And there's nothing wrong with a loud mouth to feed. That's not a problem. Ask any mom. She, you know, she enjoys making
doing
the
cooking.
Bobby Hunt wants more fun packs. I think I know what's going to happen. And we're setting that up now.
Nice, man. Irish, thank you so much, man, for calling the show. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's what I'll tell America on the way out then. Valentine's Day is coming up, and you're thinking, what are you going to do for your lady that you just met last year? And I'm saying, you know what? The couple that shoots together stays together. I think we're going to do some range action together.
I like that. Some range action. Yes.
Don't get in the way.
Awesome, Irish. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, and we'll look forward to the fun packs, and you have fun on the range, and I know you will, sir. Have a great night.
I'll be negotiating that tomorrow, and they know who they are because I called today to ask what are the options, so we're going to go over those nice and slow. It's going to be awesome.
Nice. Thank you, Irish. They know who they are, he says. I believe that. Well, folks, we're in overtime, and we had a few callers that dropped off. We're sorry about that. We try to get to everybody in due time. We try to give everybody some airtime. Now, I know a lot of folks like to listen to the show or talk only between 8 and 10 when we have the live stream. I will tell you that we have a lot of people that go back into the archives. It blows me away, and they listen to every part of the show. And so over time, you will be heard worldwide. Trust me on that, and nationwide. Well, to end up the show here, the president of El Salvador openly asked if there's a deliberate plan to destroy the United States from within. El Salvador president took to social media on Monday, Bukele, to question the motives behind allowing American cities and towns to decline. He says if there is a deliberate plan to destroy the United States from within, why are they doing this? Why are they allowing their beautiful cities to rot? How about those apples? The decline of America is being noticed by third world presidents and presidentes. And in other international news, China's artificial sun burns 70 million degrees for 20 minutes in a new experiment. I saw this video. It was incredible. Where are all the Hollywood stars flying into Beijing with their private jets complaining about climate change? Well, we may boldly say, the Lord is my cosmic guide, and I will fear not what man shall do unto me. And we are all powerful, and they will feel our power. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here for the show. Call next week if you did not get in this week. We appreciate you all. Don't be a libtard out there in America. Be strong and be beautiful. We'll talk to you soon. But America, I think you're desperate at times, but not serious. Signing off from my mountain stronghold, God bless you all. Pray to St. Michael. Pray for a safe and a strong country. Good night. We shall meet again.